Queen. Oh, I'm just ready for Wednesday.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching 19, Polokwane and Mbombela 21. Let's wrap up some of the day's headlines. Police in Johannesburg are investigating a case of murder and two cases of attempted murder after a woman was shot and killed on a metro bus in Vleer of Gauteng this morning. She allegedly has no relation to the shooter. The former chief financial officer at Steinhoff, Andries Legrandsie, has been granted bail following his arrest this morning. He appeared before the court next to another accused in the Steinhoff fraud saga, the former head of treasury, Stefanus Grobler. He was arrested and released on bail earlier this year. And the two houses of parliament have officially started the business of the seventh administration. Anastasi Mokgobu explains.
The goal of the meetings were to decide on the constitution of the two houses' respective committees, the formula for chief whips, speaking time during debates, and the number of members who will serve on a committee.
The National Defence Force meanwhile confirmed the death of two soldiers in Sake in eastern DRC. The mortar attack on their base camp also left 20 others injured. It's a third attack of its kind this year, and defence analyst and former DA MP Kobus Mare ascribes it to the ill equipment of South African soldiers who form part of the South African Development Community's peacekeeping mission in the region.
M23 and the other rebels are using very much advanced technology and ammunitions. This is clearly an indication that we are treading on dangerous grounds.
To the Eastern Cape, it's been 2 years since the death of 21 learners between the ages of 13 and 21 at a tavern in Enyobeni in the Eastern Cape. The family says they are still looking for answers. A post-mortem report revealed that most of the victims died of suffocation, but the victims' parents says they're still hoping for a more conclusive report. The convener of National Liquor Traders, Lucky Ntimane, meanwhile says this day will forever be a stain on the country's efforts to protect young people.
The unnecessary deaths of 21 kids reminds us of the very responsibility that we as liquor traders abdicated in the quest to maximize profits at the expense of our people.
And in Kenya, the death toll after protests against the implementation of tax hikes has risen to more than 20. After violent protests yesterday, President William Ruto announced that the bill will be withdrawn and that government will account for the death of 6 people yesterday.
It is a very unfortunate situation. I wish that would not have happened. I did promise the country that there will be no extrajudicial killings going forward.
And finally, that is the sound of radioactive chips being placed in a rhino horn to prevent rhino poaching. It forms part of a pilot project to make rhino horns easier to detect at border posts in a pioneering project aimed at curbing poaching. It was done at the Limpopo Rhino Orphanage. Here's founder Arif van Deventer.
We tried to poison the horns. That didn't work. Dehorning doesn't work. Nothing works. This is something you can't destroy, you can't throw it away, and it petrifies people, you know? Oh, it's radioactive, so we gotta run.
Wits University Director for Radiation and Health Physics Unit, James Larkin, says it does not endanger the health of the animals and explains the process.
How does it work? It's a fairly simple process in that we will drill in a hole and insert the radioactive material into the horn, and then we close the horn up. That's the kind of the nub of the matter. It's a quick.
That's it from our side. I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.